What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So that's where we stand right now as they're debating this. Look, bottom line is this. There are a number of conservatives who are unhappy that this bill does not go nearly far enough to cut spending. And there are a number of moderate Republicans in the House who want that SALT deduction. So this is where the battle lines are being drawn right now. And you got the votes in both houses, but you don't have a lot of votes to spare, particularly in the House. You know, in the Senate, you can spare one or two. And obviously, you know, Vice President J.D. Vance had to break a tie the other day in a procedural vote. But the question of whether or not you can then send that version to the House, where you've got these Republicans who are in blue states, red districts in blue states, and whether or not they'll back it, that is just still the question that is on everybody's mind at the moment. So we'll see what the Senate comes up with. And if there's any breaking news on that throughout the show today, we will obviously bring it to you, no doubt about it. I was thinking about this, though, on the Jack Chitarelli's campaign is getting a boost from a guy who was a Democrat. I like Jack's chances a lot. I know I heard he's going to be on with Dom on Wednesday, so that'll be a great interview. Look forward to that. Jack Chitarelli joining Dom Giordano. The problem right now for Democrats, not only this guy Zohran Mamdani in New York, but the other problem for Democrats right now is that they've lost the people that work for a living with their hands, the white and black and Latino working class that don't work in faculty lounges. They've lost them in a big, big way. And that is a problem that they can't fix anytime soon. Mikey Sherrill made millions of dollars as a member of Congress in the House of Representatives, and that does not play well with people. They just don't like the idea that they're struggling and this woman comes along, gets elected to Congress, and then makes millions and millions of dollars. Jamal Hawley is a former assemblyman and Roselle mayor, and he's also an advisor to Secretary Robert Kennedy, and he's expected to endorse Republican Jack Chitarelli on July 7th. He'll become the first former elected official to cross the Democrat Party lines in the race to succeed the term-limited His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable jackass Phil Murphy. Jamal Hawley is a former Roselle mayor. He spent 7 years in Trenton as the first black lawmaker from the 20th district, serves as an advisor and close friend to U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He said, "This is the right way forward, New Jersey. It's time," he said. He worked closely with Republicans on criminal justice and economic development issues and gained prominence as an avowed opponent of mandatory vaccinations. It was through that movement that he became close to Kennedy, He was actually among the speakers when Kennedy announced he would challenge Joe Biden in the 2024 Democratic primaries. Currently the Roselle Democratic vice chair, Holly was elected councilman at age 25, and 7 years later, he ousted Mayor Garrett Smith in the Democrat primary. He won an assembly seat 3 years later. He left the legislature in 2021 to challenge a guy who was one of the most liberal members of the Senate, and he lost that vote. He's emerged as a leader in the development of legislation to legalize cannabis in New Jersey, to restore voting rights for people on probation and parole, and driver education programs aimed at improving police interactions. So he'll be the first Democrat who will come out and support Jack Ciattarelli, and I don't think he'll be the last one to do so either. I think Jack Ciattarelli has momentum on his side. He's got Scott Pressler on his side. He's got us on his side. So I think his chances are very, very good. So what happened on the Supreme Court? How does it affect the New Jersey governor's race? Well, number one, this issue of these nationwide injunctions. So when the Supreme Court said these nationwide injunctions have to go, all right, and you had lefties who at one point had been saying the same thing, and now, of course, they love nationwide injunctions because they're stopping Donald Trump. And that's the reality of this. And here's a flashback for you, Sean. Let's cue up cut number eight, please. This is Justice Elena Kagan from 2022, as far back as all the way back in the way, 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 way back machine 3 years ago. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan speaking at Northwestern University. So jump in the DeLorean with us as we go back in time, all the way back to the year 2022, cut eight.
That can't be right, that one district court, whether it's in, you know, in the Trump years, people used to go to the Northern District of California. And in the Biden years, they go to Texas. And it just can't be right that one district judge can stop a nationwide policy in its tracks and leave it stopped for the years that it takes to go through normal process.
Wow. I agree. And yet you didn't vote that way on the court, though, because I know so much has changed since 2022, meaning that President Trump is now president. So now you like nationwide injunctions again. You like them. This is the hypocrisy of the three lefty justices on the court. But the president, and this is cut number nine, he's very happy that the court struck this down. And I agree with what Justice Kagan said all the way back in the year 2022. It is mind-boggling that one federal district court judge can impose a nationwide injunction and block the duly elected president of the United States of America. That is insane. Here's the president on the issue. Sounds a lot like Justice Kagan from 2022, but this is 2025. So now she's against Trump, obviously, on this issue. Cut number nine.
Mr. President, tell me about the significance of the Supreme Court ruling on the nationwide injunctions. Will that help
you? It took the court system out of the presidency to a large extent. The courts were almost like being the president, and you can't have it. It was such a big decision. This is one of the biggest decisions where you would have a local federal judge who was radical left determining the policy for the whole nation. And now they can't do that anymore. They can go locally, but they can't go all over. A judge from Massachusetts can't make the policy for Oklahoma and other places throughout the nation. So this was a massive decision.
Yet, Justice Kagan, who literally said that exact same thing, voted no in the 6-3 decision by the Supreme Court on Friday. So you figure that out. But don't worry, because the Attorney General of New Jersey, let's cue up cut 21 here, Matt Platkin, he's not worried that they will still be able to somehow or another find a way to stop Trump. They'll still do whatever they can. This is the Democrat-appointed Attorney General appointed by His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable in New Jersey. Cut 21.
A group of 22 Democratic-led states brought the case against the administration, and they now promise to fight on. Two of the attorneys general leading the effort join us now, the Attorney General of New Jersey, Matthew Platkin, and the Attorney General of Colorado, Phil Weiser. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here. Attorney General Plotkin, what now?
Well, look, I think it's important to remember what the Supreme Court did not do on Friday. Mm-hmm. First, as you noted, they didn't opine on the merits of birthright citizenship because everyone for the last 157 years has understood that babies born on U.S. soil since the Civil War have been treated as citizens. They also, and this is important for states, said very clearly, states still may need nationwide relief if, in fact, the harms that we experience as states, meaning if you're a state trying to parse through whether a child born for us in Philadelphia is somehow different than a child born in New Jersey for citizenship and all of the benefits, education, healthcare that flow from that, the consequences to states are enormous. So they asked lower courts to consider that question. So notably, it was a rhetorically very strong opinion, but it actually was quite a middle of the road opinion for what the administration wanted.
So do you think you could still get a universal injunction?
I do. I think we will very clearly be able to meet the standard that even this Supreme Court set out for states to meet should we need nationwide relief.
You can't. And that was a big win for the president and for the country and for the Constitution on Friday. A very, very big win that we've said now, the Supreme Court has finally said no nationwide injunctions by federal judges. It's a big win. To try to spin it any way around that, and because they didn't definitively rule on birthright citizenship, is irrelevant to that point. So that you know. And I love how, you know, Amy Coney Barrett has, for a lot of people, gotten on her nerves lately, but she did a great job of educating the fact that it seems like Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson does not know the law. And I don't think she does. So good for Justice Amy Coney Barrett to educate her on that front. But let me come back to the New Jersey governor's race for just a moment, because I mentioned this last week. We had on Corey DeAngelis, who's a school choice advocate, great guy. He'll be on the show again soon. Just so you know how corrupt the teachers' unions are in this country, and that they are the last union, besides government unions, that still support the Democrats. Every working union out there now, from cops to firefighters to, I mean, unless the cops are, you know, in a local place looking to get a contract out of a mayor or something. But on the national level, they are obviously with the Republicans now. But the teachers union, local, national, always with the Democrats, always will be on the Democrats, bottom line. This guy ran for governor of New Jersey. His name is Sean Spiller. They spent, the New Jersey Education Association, $40 million, and the guy came in last place in the Democrat primary. He's the president of the New Jersey Education Association. So think about this corruption, right? The guy's president of the teachers union, decides to run for governor. His own union spends $40 million, and he comes in last place, but $40 million. No other special interest group has ever spent as much in state history to promote a single candidate, a sign of an increase of big money in state races following the United States Supreme Court Citizens United decision, which, of course, Democrats decried as the end of our republic. Sean Spiller struggled to raise his own funds so much that he didn't qualify for debates in the Democrat primary. He largely offloaded his campaign infrastructure to a super PAC backing his candidacy known as Working New Jersey, which was funded indirectly by the teachers union. Pay attention here, because even if you don't live in Jersey, this matters, because this is a game they're going to try everywhere. The super PAC spending is among the most an independent expenditure group has dropped in a gubernatorial election nationwide to date. Publicly, many lawmakers and union members are hesitant to speak out against the New Jersey Education Association, which remains in a class of its own when it comes to political influence and has about 200,000 members across the state. But in the aftermath of this multi-million dollar debacle, $40 million down the drain, you've got Democrats now, including the chairman of the state Senate Education Committee, who said the spending is concerning. And many teachers in New Jersey are very frustrated because they didn't get a say in the matter. And they watched as their money, their dues were used to go to this guy's failed election. The bet was that if union turnout was high, Sean Spiller would be able to eke out a win. Mikey Schell, of course, won the vote and he came in last place. And, you know, you think about the corruption of the teachers union on the national level with that troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, running around trying to take your kids' milk money as she hides under the bridge. But the corruption and the incestuous nature of the teachers unions and the Democrat Party, so much so that they were able to rewrite the school opening guidance for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention during COVID. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And that's why you had Randy Weingarten, the national teachers president, who was also an official in the National Democrat Party, even though she recently left that post, left the committee post there, was in Philadelphia screaming at the top of her lungs about taking back the country from kings at the No Kings rally that they had right here in Philadelphia. The corruption of these people is disgusting. It's also a great reminder to you, though, of why public schools in so many places around the country are failing and are constantly needing more money because they are government-run monopolies and they can't function effectively. So to bring it back to the guy running for mayor of New York, Ma'am Donnie, who wants now to have state-run, city-run grocery stores. Literally, as he said, we need to control the means of production. If you read the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, there's a whole chapter in there about public education and why you need to have a thorough and public education system so that you can indoctrinate the kids. It's all part of it. You got to teach them at an early age. You got to indoctrinate the kids.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the Supreme Court gave Common Sense another big win last week when they came out and they said, no, you can't force radical gender ideology on children. You have to give parents an opt-out. You can't force them to read books about how Johnny can chop his schvants off and become Susie and give that to a kid in kindergarten and think that's okay. No, not so much. Another big win for common sense by the Supreme Court. Look, you can love Donald Trump. You can like Donald Trump if you're a Republican or a conservative. You can have a lot of problems with Donald Trump. Last week also marked the anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision, because Donald Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court, like I told you they would in 2016, have done more now to help change the trajectory of this country for the next 50 years. From overturning the Chevron doctrine, which essentially said to the executive branch, you make the law, go ahead. You, whatever law you want, go ahead. To turning around now and ending these nationwide injunctions by federal judges, to turning around and saying to schools, no, you can't indoctrinate our children without and showing them this you know, disgusting pornographic material. You have to give parents the ability to opt out. There's been so many wins for common sense here by this court. And I think you're going to see more of them as time goes on. But that was, without question, that alone was worth Trump's vote in 2016. That alone was worth your vote for Trump in 2016, no doubt about it. And you think about the teachers union now and how they lost in front of the court on this issue because they want to be able to indoctrinate your kids and they want to be able to keep parents out of it. Look at New Jersey politics. Look at the governor's race. So Phil Murphy, the king, his Department of Education put out guidance to school districts saying that if a kid comes to school and says, hey, I'm Johnny, but I'm Susie, the school should not tell the parents. Okay? It's not law. It's guidance by the Department of Education, the State Department of Education, and by the Attorney General. Well, many school districts across the state overrode that or have just ignored it because it's not a law, it's not a mandate, and will notify the parents. But that issue is going to be a big issue going into this governor's race in November. And Jack Cittarelli has already said, the Republican nominee for governor, has already said on multiple occasions, parents will be actively involved in their child's education, and we will not hide this crap from our parents, and we are not going to indoctrinate our kids. And just like how Glenn Youngkin won in 2021 on this issue, I think this issue in 2025 in New Jersey is going to be a big one. Now, if you say to me, well, Rich, why didn't he win on it in 2021? I'm telling you the reason why. Because in 2021, there was that poll that came out by Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, which thank God has now shut their doors, gone out of business. Goodbye. Good riddance. The worst. That guy put out a poll week before the election showing that Murphy had a double-digit lead. So 400,000 Republicans stayed home. Even if you think maybe, all right, maybe 100,000 of those Republicans just didn't like Jack Cittarelli and that's why they stayed home, fine. He still would have won. He still would have won. So in other words, if there's anyone out there who thinks that they stayed home because they didn't like him as a candidate, even if you negate that fact, even if you take out a certain percentage of those Republicans, Jack still would have won if the other two-thirds of those Republicans believed he had a fair shot in that election. But the polls are manipulated to show that he didn't, even though he did, and he only lost by less than 3%. So even if you had 200,000 of those 400,000 Republicans come out, he would have won. And that and the cheating, of course, that happens in New Jersey in every election. But they're not going to let that happen this time around because you've got great people involved, from Linda Kearns to Scott Pressler to me. So we're going to make sure that doesn't happen this time around, obviously. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Get that free implant consultation for your perfect smile. You deserve a great smile, and Dr. Mike will give it to you. So make your appointment today by going to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. Make sure you go see him today. We'll take a quick break, coming right back. More to come. We're watching Capitol Hill. We're watching the vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill. We'll give you updates as they come in. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So we're watching the Senate. They're debating the One Big Beautiful Bill. Tom Tillis is a no, and now he's not seeking reelection. He went haywire on President Trump's bill. And so now he's out. And the question, of course, is who's going to wind up replacing him in the Senate in North Carolina? Will it be Laura Trump? Will Chairman Michael Whatley run? Will it be somebody else? I don't know. But Tillis has kind of been a pain in the neck for a long time. But I guess what I don't get is, if you have such a problem with the bill, then you say this, you know it's unpopular because you know the president's popular, but then you kind of take your ball and you go home and you run. It's kind of a, I don't know. I mean, Rand Paul's outspoken against the bill. He's still running for re-election. Massey's outspoken. He's running for re-election. He's probably going to get primary, but he's still running. He's not taking the ball and running home, I guess, is my point. Tillis is, though, however. And I don't really get that. I don't know. There's something about that to me. It just sounds kind of like a little bit like a gelding. You know what I mean? Like you had your like snip. You know what I mean? Just saying that doesn't sit well with me. But here's what this is. Cut number six. Let's cue this up. Senator Tom Tillis. And he's not happy about the bill. And he believes it's a betrayal. Cut six.
On health care and betraying a promise. It is inescapable that this bill in its current form will betray the very promise that Donald J. Trump made in the Oval Office or in the cabinet room when I was there with finance, where he said, we can go after waste, fraud, and abuse on any programs. Now, those amateurs that are advising him, not Dr. Oz, I'm talking about White House healthcare experts, refused to tell him that those instructions that were to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse all of a sudden eliminates a government program that's called the provider tax. We have morphed a legal construct that admittedly has been abused and should be eliminated into waste, fraud, and abuse.
So, then he's not going to run again. All right, there you go. I mean, this is what this is the problem that you have right now. The provider tax, not to get too in the weeds on this with Medicare, but and Medicaid, really, it's really Medicaid is what it comes down to, and how the states, and every state has this except for Alaska, and how the states use federal funds to reimburse because they have to take care of all these people that show up at the hospitals. And they have to take care of them by law because they don't have the ability to send them away because the law requires that they take care of them. That's what the provider tax is all about. And a lot of the people that are going to wind up getting hurt if the provider tax issue in the Senate stays the same are rural hospitals. So not hospitals in big cities, but mostly rural hospitals. That's the concern here. Anyway, this is among the stuff they're debating. It's kind of in the weeds. A lot of this stuff's in the weeds, obviously. That's why they always say, you know, watching the sausage get made here is pretty ugly. And we're watching it get made in real time, and it's pretty ugly. Senator John Thune, this is cut number seven, the Senate Majority Leader. He still believes this bill is going to pass. He believes that they'll send the House a version that they can live with and a version that will pass the House. Cut seven.
You've got to have the goals in this bill are a safer America, a stronger America, and a more prosperous America. And to your point, Dana, the average working American, working family, I can tell you in South Dakota, if an average family in South Dakota, if we don't pass this bill, will face a $2,500 tax increase at the end of this year. That is the real world impact of this on people. Plus, you get the energy, the regulatory, the tax policy working in a way that creates economic growth, that creates better paying jobs, people's incomes go up, that enables them to do more for them and their families. So that's what this is about. It's about a growing, dynamic, expanding economy that makes America safer, stronger, mm-hmm. and more prosperous for the long run.
So Tillis is out. He was one of only two Republicans to vote late Saturday to oppose this procedural vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill, which, of course, led to Vice President J.D. Vance coming in to cast a tie-breaking vote in his capacity as president of the Senate. Tillis now is currently in his second term, and he has crossed Trump in the past, and his no vote set off a string of Truth Social posts from the president over the weekend. So he's now said he's out. He wants nothing to do with this anymore. And he's done. Which led Bernie Sanders to say that the Republican Party today is like a Stalinist party, which is cute considering that Bernie Sanders his idol is literally Joseph Stalin and Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin and, you know, other people. But that's Bernie's. These are his peeps. But it is kind of cute. I mean, it's kind of funny. A little irony here from Senator Bernie Sanders. This is cut number 5 on MSNBC discussing the One Big Beautiful Bill. Take a listen.
The Republican Party has not just become a right-wing extremist party. In many cases, it's become like a Stalinist party, a cult of the individual. And what the party is about now is that Trump says something, and if you have an independent thought, if you disagree with Mr. Trump, if you think maybe what he's proposing doesn't work for your constituents, you're out of here. You raise your voice, and in 5 minutes, they will be announcing a primary to your election. So what happened is Tillis thought that this was a bad piece of legislation for North Carolina. He's right. It was. And the result of that is Trump said, good, we're going to primary you. You have the same thing in the House, you know, with a very few people who are prepared to disagree with Trump. So right now, the Republican Party people are just afraid to dissent. And all you have to do is say, I love President Trump. I will do anything and everything he says. Hey, that's what being a candidate in the Republican Party is today. Pretty pathetic.
You know, the irony of this, in my opinion, in addition to him saying Stalinist from a guy who's a commie, but the Democrats were all in on lying to everybody that Joe Biden was fit to run for office. They were all in. And they did not have an open primary in the primary. The one guy who ran was a congressman. He had no chance of winning because the primary process was rigged. Then when the debate happened about a year ago and Joe Biden obviously was set out on that stage to show everybody how he can't be president anymore, and then they were able to swap him out, no one, and I mean no one in the Democrat Party, had a say in the matter. Not a single Democrat primary voter voted for their party's nominee for president of the United States of America. Say that again. Not a single Democrat primary voter had a say in voting for their party's nominee for president. And yet, we're supposed to believe the Republican Party is a Stalinist party. The Democrat Party did everything they could to hide Joe Biden's dementia, and then to make sure that the primary was closed, and then to make sure that Kamala Harris was the nominee, and that nobody like a Bernie Sanders could come along and steal the nomination, somebody that they could not control. Now, you have Republicans who are outspoken against Trump on a lot of different things. And yeah, he's going to try to go after them. And that's what happens in politics. People try to align themselves with people who are amenable and agreeable to their agenda. It's been happening since the very beginning of politics, the beginning of time. You don't have to like it, but the Democrats do the exact same thing. Exact same thing. I just find it to be rich that Bernie is saying it's Stalinist in that respect. I don't like it when it happens to people that I like, but nevertheless, that's why parties have primaries. That's both sides of the aisle do that exact same thing. We're supposed to act like this is something unique now. The Trump era. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Until I read this. So in New Jersey now, they've decided that they have a reparations report. 93 ways to address centuries of racial injustice. The New Jersey Institute for Social Justice announced that it would convene a group of thought leaders to conduct research and make the case for reparations in New Jersey. They've now come out with 93 recommendations to deal with. And they have economic justice, which would provide direct cash payments to people, and also transformative economic policies. I don't know what any of these words mean. Environmental justice, which obviously is part of it as well. And then it goes on and on and on and on with 93 different things. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering about the Stalinist methods of the Democrat Party, John Fetterman, Democrat senator from Pennsylvania. You might have heard of the guy. He's the one that runs around the shorts and the hoodie, tries to pretend like he's just a regular guy, like a man of the people. John Fetterman's just like you and me. He's just a normal, average, everyday guy, not a smart guy from Harvard, Not a guy who once ran on issues like reparations. Nope. Not this John Fetterman. No, this John Fetterman is a reasonable, moderate Democrat. Well, for coming out and siding with Donald Trump on a lot of things and working with Senator Dave McCormick, what are they trying to do to John Fetterman? Get rid of him. That's right. The Stalinist Democrat Party is now trying to get rid of John Fetterman by writing stories about how he's not up to the job. He can't do the job. His mental health is fading. John Fetterman's not able to form a coherent sentence. John Fetterman misses meetings. John Fetterman misses floor votes. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to put pressure on him to either step down, or they want to run Connor Lamb against him and try to take away his Senate seat, because John Fetterman has had the audacity to say the things that John Fetterman needs to say to get elected in Pennsylvania, which whoever that Democrat would be wise to say those things. And why is Bernie Sanders not calling out the Stalinist effects of his own party? I mean, Fetterman once ran on kooky ideas like reparations. He once ran on things like making sure that we could have sanctuary cities. He once ran on saying he was going to be the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania. John Fetterman endorsed Bernie Sanders for president. Bernie Sanders came in and campaigned for John Fetterman when he ran for the United States Senate against Dr. Oz and won. Now the Democrats.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crap party has completely abandoned John Fetterman. And I know it's an act. I don't believe he's sincere. But nevertheless, they still want him gone. And not a peep out of Bernie. That's something. Not cute. Not adorable. Not a peep out of Bernie Sanders. Nothing. Not a word. And yet, somehow they are the Stalinist party. Josh Shapiro, also the Pennsylvania governor who wants to become president of the United States of America and wants to run in 2028, also now out there saying things that are making Democrats angry as he talks about things like supporting the state of Israel and, supporting the airstrikes against Iran, which took out their nuclear facilities and their ability to make a nuclear weapon to destroy Israel. So he's also making Democrats upset. The Democrats' civil war that's going on right now, that Bernie's pretending like isn't happening, I mean, you could trace it back to Bernie if you want to. Go back to 2016. Go back to when Bernie Sanders tried to run and that entire movement was snuffed out by the Democrat Party leadership. That's why to get back to what I opened the show with today about Zohran Mamdani in New York City, that dude may not become mayor. I mean, he's the nominee, but he may not become the mayor. Because the Democrat Party would rather have somebody they can control and lose and win with somebody they can't. They may pull every string possible to ensure that he does not become the mayor. And Bernie Sanders, they did everything they could to make sure he would not be the Democrat nominee in 2016. And then they did it again in 2020. Remember the day that they all dropped out and they endorsed Joe Biden, except for America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. She stayed in the race to help Bernie win. And then Bernie Sanders himself, who, of course, obviously was trying to win. So I don't want to hear this nonsense from Bernie Sanders that this is a Stalinist movement, that the Republican Party is a Stalinist party. If the Democrat Party was an open primary party, Bernie would have been the nominee in 2016. And maybe the guy would have won. Who knows? Because a lot of the people that supported him, people like Joe Rogan and others, wound up voting for Donald Trump. I mean, Rogan was a Bernie guy at one point. Fetterman was a Bernie guy. And now Fetterman, they're trying to push him out of the Democrat Party. Isn't that cute? That's something. I know. It's something. It's really adorable. And yet Bernie has the audacity to lecture us. Listen, Evans Roofing and Siding, they're going to help you, my great friends, when it comes to your home protection, peace of mind. These things are paramount to your home. And that's why I trust Evans. They are my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division, and they're going to do a great job with your home. There's simply no one better than Emmons, and that's why I want you to reach out to them today. With Emmons, you know you're getting top-quality craftsmanship, and the finest materials in the business. From Anderson Windows, which upgrade your home's value. From the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business for that roof. And how is your roof, by the way? Emmons also serves the Jersey Shore, so you should get a free roof inspection from Emmons. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you will get that Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, so don't wait. Reach out to them today. Kitchen and bathroom remodeling. So in our old home, they did both for us. Did a great job. Every step of the way, helping us pick out things from the cabinets to the tile in the bathroom. Their design experts have all kinds of great ideas for you, help you do a wonderful project. And you get 10% off. 10% off inflation relief discount because the Fed chair still won't lower those rates. I know President Trump is very angry about it. Caroline Levitt mentioned it today at her White House press briefing, but he's still not doing it. So Emmons will be there for you every step of the way. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, like I mentioned. Reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. Make sure you tell them I sent you. They will make you a priority. All right? Trust your home to Emmons, just like we have for over 10 years in two different homes. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I should mention to you in another Jersey story today. Remember the windmills they were going to do? And then thank God we got rid of those windmills. Well, now they're trying to bail out the windmill companies. That's right. They're trying to bail them out because they don't want them to go bankrupt, even though they should go bankrupt because they're hideous, what they've done. But our buddy Matt Rooney from SaveJersey.com had this story. Bipartisan legislation would donate $100 million in tax dollars to green energy projects. And the vote is today. The state purposes of the bill, tax incentives for manufacturers, the legislation's due $100 million giveaway, would bring the state's grand total wasted on the failed offshore wind industry to around $600 million. Protect Our Coast NJ, great friends of the show. They've joined us in Cape May in the past for our live shows. And by the way, good mention, mark your calendar, August 15th, our next live show there. This is clearly an effort by offshore wind interests to grab even more taxpayer money in an attempt to restart the industrialization of our oceans. Isn't it amazing that this is not over yet, that we're still battling this? And there was another dead whale that washed up on the beach this weekend. Or maybe it was the end of last week, but it was up along the central Jersey coast. I'm amazed they're still fighting this fight. Because between a president who said this is over and the fact that we're going to hopefully have a Republican governor, but I think they're banking on the fact that they can try to push this through. They just don't want to give up on this. They don't. Not till every whale is dead. It's like somebody saw the movie Orca and it's burned into their mind. And now they're just hell-bent on killing whales. And dolphins. They don't like Flipper either. This is clearly an effort by offshore wind interests to grab even more taxpayer money in an attempt to restart the industrialization of our oceans. Proponents point out that the tax credits could be used for nuclear energy projects, but does anyone seriously believe that the same people in Trenton who have fought nuclear power for years are suddenly going to support it with tax incentives? The answer, of course, is no. Offshore wind is an America last industry. Giant foreign corporations are handed millions in taxpayer dollars to defile our coastal environments and ship their profits back to Europe. No one should support giving them another penny, let alone another $100 million. Governor Murphy recently declared his royal ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable. The administration is not giving up on offshore wind despite high profile recent setbacks. They are not giving up. The vote is scheduled today, which is the state's budget deadline. I'm telling you, this is why this election in New Jersey matters. You got to get Jack Chiarelli in there. If Mikey Sherrill gets in, they will do everything they possibly can. Here's what they'll do. They'll try to keep the industry on life support until they can get a Democrat back in the White House. And then what they'll do is they will quadruple their efforts at that point. They are proceeding as if it's still a possibility. I know it sounds like we won, and we did. We won the battle. We haven't won the war. The war's not over. The war on offshore wind is not over, not even close. That battle is still being waged every single day. And if you have a Democrat governor succeeding Murphy, if Mikey Sherrill gets in, that will be 2026 she becomes governor. So what she'll do is she'll make sure that money goes to support the study and they'll support this and that. Meanwhile, they'll work with the Board of Public Utilities in New Jersey to keep finding ways to rape you on your energy rates, to take money from you and to put it towards their green energy scams. And they'll keep that scam going as long as they possibly can. And they'll just play a waiting game and they'll wait until they can try to get a Democrat back in the White House. And then at that point, they'll have the infrastructure, they'll have the money, and then they'll go full bore ahead and they won't stop. They will not. You know, I am, you would think, based on how President Trump has come in and the work of people like Congressman Jeff Van Drew, and you would think that this is over. It's not over, not in the least. Everything about these people is about waiting, being patient, and then seizing control when they possibly can. And so when it comes to green vehicle mandates, I know it's dead now because the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, has come in and killed them. Great. But they're dead now. It doesn't mean that if a Democrat doesn't get back in the White House or the Democrats don't take control of Congress in the midterms, or if a Democrat doesn't get back in, that they'll find a way around it, or they're challenged in court, or whatever they'll do. I mean, they will keep going here. And they'll still try every possible way they can to stop any effort to get nuclear energy going, to do more drilling, natural gas, every single way they possibly can. These people are in it for the long haul. They are not in any way going to give up. Never. Because it's a religion to them. It's a fanatical religion. This climate change BS to them, this is what motivates them. Scaring people about the environment, scaring people about the end of days, and then rallying people around this. And a big way they do it is money. To get people terrified and to have them write checks and all their climate change nonsense, and universities push their research, and then universities get grants. And if you're a scientist who disagrees with this stuff, well, then you don't get the grant funding. You don't get the money. No fazools. You're out. Oh, yeah. That's how the scam works. And they keep going. And they don't stop. And I was glad that last week Joe Rogan called out Bernie Sanders about it. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he pointed out that Washington Post article about this, because Washington Post did point out that many people have noticed that the planet might actually be cooling. We might be going through a cooling phase. Well, the guy who started Greenpeace, he thinks we're entering another ice age. I mean, Time Magazine had that cover how many decades ago? Remember that? The next ice age? That was the next big fear thing. Here's what I think. I think whatever change is happening, we have nothing to do with. And whatever it is, it's so negligible at this point. By the time it affects us, we're all going to be dead. So will our kids and their kids. So live your freaking life. But that is not going to stop the Democrats from trying to make as much money as they possibly can off this green scam and pushing their policies on things like wind and solar and everything else. And China's all in on this because China makes the windmills and they make the solar panels. So they're all in. Oh, yeah. $100 million to go towards this. Jack Chidrelli gets elected. He said he's going to demand the resignation of everybody on the Board of Public Utilities. They'll be gone. And then they will move forward with things like the micronuclear facilities. They'll move forward with these things and they'll have natural gas and they'll have these things because they need these things. It's what they need. It's what we need. We're all facing these massive rate hikes. They're coming. We've already had round one this month, and we're going to have round two coming in September, which in some ways is a gift only because September is right around election time. So as people start to get ready for early voting, they're going to be getting hit with these bills. But a lot of what's baked in those bills, in addition to states like New Jersey having to buy their energy out of state now because of these green policies, is the subsidization of all the climate change kookery. So there you go. All right, we got a big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead for you. Speaking of climate change, our buddy Daniel Turner will join us from Power of the Future. Give you the latest update on the Senate's battle over the one big beautiful bill. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.